1340 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. An Army sergeant is accused of shooting five fellow soldiers before being tackled and arrested at Fort Stewart in Georgia. CBS's Skylar Henry with more on Sergeant Cornelius Radford.
Officials say that Radford opened fire with his personal weapon, not his military service one. So they are still working to figure out exactly what prompted all of this. We know that he has been interviewed, has been questioned.
Shortly after a meeting in Moscow between his special envoy Steve Witkoff and Russian President Putin, President Trump says he could soon meet with the presidents of Russia and Ukraine. CBS's Erica Brown.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he spoke with President Trump about the Witkoff meeting and reaffirmed his country's support for a lasting and reliable peace with Russia.
Trump calls Apple's latest investment a significant step toward ensuring that iPhones sold in the U.S. are made here.
Today, Apple is announcing that it will invest $600 billion, that's with a B, in the United States over the next 4 years.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee now has a state-of-the-art center focused solely on cancer research. The Medical College of Wisconsin held a grand opening this week on a new $150 million Center for Cancer Discovery. The building allows for more than 300 researchers to work in one place for the first time. According to a statement, it'll boost collaboration and innovation. The facility also includes a biotech incubator to help develop new cancer treatments. Private texts and messages sent on private apps by public officials must be released if they involve government business. That's the ruling coming from a Wisconsin appeals court. The decision comes from a case where a former DNR board chair was accused of withholding messages with former Governor Scott Walker. The court also said officials can be required to pay legal fees if records are wrongfully withheld, reinforcing transparency rules for public officials. More students participate in football than any other high school sport in Wisconsin, and the season begins soon. Jimmy Koska has more.
High school football is back, and this season features a number of big changes. The playoff qualification system was overhauled in the offseason. The new metric awards points for victories, with wins over more successful teams counting for more points towards the postseason. The new system also puts teams into predetermined divisions, a change from nearly 50 years of the former practice. Another rule change aligned the start dates for both 11 and 8 player football to begin competition on August 21st.
If there are no other options, you can get a free measles vaccine at 3 Milwaukee Health Department clinics. The Keenan Clinic on North 36th, the Northwest Health Clinic on Mill Road, and the Southside Health Center on South 23rd. Health officials are urging everyone to get vaccinated after 9 measles cases popped up in northern Wisconsin. Mayor Cavalier Johnson says the clinics offer the vaccine at no cost to help protect families across the city. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Another Brewers victory. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers wrapping up their series with the Braves in Atlanta. Milwaukee winning again last night, 7-2. Manager Pat Murphy says now the games get tougher.
You know, this is a game that easily, you know, when the other team leaves 14 on base and only scores 2 runs, they certainly didn't get the big hit. So we were fortunate. We got to look at that as, oof. You know, we're fortunate to take advantage of some walks, but that's who we are.
NFL, the Packers signed Nate Hobbs to a 4-year contract worth over $48 million, but he's not going to be in any preseason games. The defensive back says he needed surgery on his right knee after colliding with a teammate in practice last week.
I think it was Thursday's practice. It was a play. It was a collision. It was like slight little minor bump. I felt like I always, you know, something I always get. Somebody ran into me. But it turned out to be something deeper than that, so.
That's Packers defensive back Nate Hobbs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight with lows in the upper 60s. A mostly sunny day for tomorrow, warmer and more humid, highs in the mid-80s. A chance of showers and storms Thursday night, then heating up into the upper 80s on Friday. It's 82 right now.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Thursday, Luann Bird will talk about Congressman Brian Stiles' recent town hall and calling him out for supporting Trump's big cuts to health care.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I didn't know what the hell Malort was, so here now, our own Carol, head of traffic, she's brought in Malort. Down the hatch, cheers to Malort. Now, it went down fairly smooth, but the back end is ridiculously terrible. Judas Priest, that's terrible. Once is enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like my time with women.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Waukesha's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabach, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes to dine and dash, Pete Schwabach.
Welcome back to Nightlight, folks. It's a Wednesday edition, one of our favorite editions of the week. Having some fun here tonight. We got a great show. Deandra Marie will be here at 7:20 in the studio performing. She is a local singer-songwriter who has a gig coming up in just a few days. We'll tell you all about that. My guest in the first hour was Craig Anthony Kinnett. We will jump back in with Craig in just a minute here. We're talking, well, we talked about Comic-Con and independent film. We're going to talk about a new film he has that's going to play in the Milwaukee Shorts Festival, which is coming up. We'll jump into that in just a minute, too. Our question of the night, Conrad, do you remember the question of the night?
What do you spend your money on? What do you waste your money on?
What do you waste your money on? There's a big difference. So let us know. It's 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the app, or if you're watching on YouTube, Twitter, X, whatever you call it now, and Facebook, you can drop us a stream comment as well. We've gotten a few of those, and we'll catch up on texts very soon. We also talked about, what else did we talk about, Conrad? Give a recap here.
There's a new smoothie.
That sounds smoothie. Disgusting, you guys.
I know.
It sounds fantastic. I don't
really.
Oh yeah.
You what might as well throw a steak in there then right away.
Why don't you sip on your Heinz ketchup smoothie while you cleanse yourself with your Sydney Sweeney bar of soap?
Oh, that sounds like a great day.
Sounds a nutty night at home, doesn't it? So we will get to all of this in just a moment, folks. But let us know what your response to the question is. It's a fun question. And I said DoorDash and delivery, food delivery. I waste more than I would like to with that. Conrad said protein bars. Our guest, Craig, what did you say?
I said internet, bad internet connections.
Bad internet connections. What do you pay for the internet?
Oh, my God. I think it's like $150. I don't know. It's ridiculous.
That's too much.
And it's because we want to keep a landline, too. Otherwise, we wouldn't have it.
It's awful. Conrad said that you said your mom sent you this. What, you want to put that on the stream? People can see that. What is that? Simply Fuel protein balls?
Yep, and
cookie dough.
Yep, she wanted to make sure that you saw the flavor.
What in the heck?
And get your thoughts on that.
So that wraps like three questions of the night into one, because we talked. Well, cookie dough wasn't a question of the night, but
from yesterday.
Cookie dough has taken over the world. It's terrible. Chocolate chip cookies, probiotics,
oh,
and
wow,
protein.
Look at that.
That's a kind of a cool thing.
That's
have
like
you tasted
that's like
them?
A.
I haven't, but you can get them at Sam's Club.
I believe that.
Nice.
Sam's Club offers a lot of goods and services. We will get to some texts in just a few minutes here. But Sydney from Oregon says, Mr. Shield glass screen protectors. I don't know what the...
I think that's
like
your for
computer
your phone.
And your,
for
your
phone.
Your screen
so
off?
It
yeah.
protects your phone screen
yeah.
so that they don't crack. And then they... probably crack anyways.
Okay. Tony the trucker says, Pete, Tony's in the 608. He says, Pete, lottery tickets, but you can't win unless you play.
He's right.
When I do win, it's not enough to impact my life. So I reinvest hoping to hit the big one. Good luck, Tony. And if you win, give us a taste, will you? It's the least you could do. Steve in Florida, he's in the 920. At least his cell phone is. He says, even though I only buy a couple of Powerball tickets a week, $4. I feel like I'm wasting my money. But as the saying goes, you can't win unless you buy a ticket. That seems to be the theme here on the text line right now. He says maybe someday. I'm with you, Steve. I buy a ticket when I think of it, but I don't think I've ever hit more than one number.
Oh, I hear you completely.
It's almost like the odds are very difficult.
When they get up into the billions of dollars, Pete, it's like you have to buy one. Just for that second of thought in your head, it's like, oh my God, what would happen if I... And then you start thinking about how your life would change. And you know what? You really, really think about how your life would change. That's a movie right there waiting to happen, Pete.
I would tell all my friends to take a hike, and I would get some new ones, and I would move somewhere exotic.
You'd have to almost. People would be coming out of the woodwork to try to...
People wouldn't understand me anymore. I've got new friends and I've got money. I'm sorry. This is the way life goes. It is interesting, though, because one night we were cleaning up the... I think this was during COVID.
Okay.
We were cleaning the kitchen, and I think my son, I thought he accidentally threw a lottery ticket away, and there was no winner, and we hadn't checked it yet. And I said, you are going through the garbage, because I guarantee you, if we don't find that ticket, it's going to be a winner.
It's the winner.
So, all right, let's jump back in with our guest, Craig Kinnett. Let us know what you think, though, folks. What do you waste money on? That's the question of the night. The Nightlight question of the night. You're friends with Scott Harp, who's a Marinette native and made a film called Single Action Cult years ago that I saw at the Mariner Theater in Marinette. Scott is a great guy. How did you guys meet?
Actually, I met Scott almost accidentally because we were both into film, and Scott was just starting up trying to make something with film here in Green Bay.
Okay.
And that was like, I was a part of that very first meeting, and I brought a couple people to it, and it was probably only about 7 or 8 people that were filmmakers, and we all got together in Scott Harp's basement, and we ended up calling it the Independent Filmmakers Guild, the IFG.
Nice.
We had a long run. We had a very healthy run of about 5 or 6 years. We would make movies. We'd share them every month. And Scott and his buddy, Scott McPherson, who those guys were inseparable. They would always make things together. Brilliant and funny guys. So we'd all make these movies. Then we'd have a ton of stuff we could enter in film festivals. And it was just a really good, healthy way of creating. And we'd each inspire each other by kind of having this little bit of a competitive edge to it.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, this next month we're going to make a horror movie. You got to keep it under 5 minutes.
Oh, that's cool.
And we're going to share them then that night. That was a blast. That was super fun.
Parameters are good, I think, under circumstances like that.
I think it actually helps you to be more creative.
Yeah.
Honestly, because it's like if there's nothing there, you're just so wide open, especially when you're working with kids or anybody that doesn't have a lot of experience with that.
Yeah.
Giving them those guidelines helps them a little bit to stay within the tracks and make something cool.
That is the voice of my guest, Craig Kinnett, who is joining me in studio here. You have How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
I have to bring that up because Conrad,
hey, Conrad,
looks like his
check
favorite
this out.
Show.
Look at here. I got you a gift, and you can share these with Pete if you want.
Okay.
This is my buddy works at Fox Studios, and he worked in the Nakatomi Plaza building.
Oh, yeah.
The one from the Die Hard.
You can't miss that.
You can't.
From the freeway. It's like, oh, there's the Die Hard building.
Yeah.
That's great.
And so he was working in there, and I had to shoot some footage of him. And then we went up in there that night and could see, you know, L.A. all the way around. It was super awesome. And they had a whole bunch of DVDs and stuff that they were giving away. And I had most of them, but I didn't have these. And I thought, let's bring these back for Conrad.
That's awesome.
Yeah, How I Met Your Mother. I heard you talk about that so many times.
We've got to turn our gift buying a notch here, Conrad, because neither one of us are particularly good gift getters. Craig brought salsa one time.
Oh, yeah. I got to make some
brought something else another time, too.
Oh, I can't.
You bring a lot of stuff. You don't have to do that. But thank you.
And before we jump away from Comic-Con, too, I wanted to let you know that there was a person that was there that's never been to Comic-Con before, George Lucas, Star Wars fame. He's never been to Comic-Con before. Yeah. And, well, I take that back. He hasn't been there in many, 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 many years.
Okay.
And he was there not to talk about Star Wars. He was there to talk about the George Lucas Museum of Narrative Art.
Where's that?
It's going to be opening somewhere in California, but it's storyboarding, it's props, it's all the things that go into making film, and it's going to be in this museum, not just Star Wars stuff, but, you know, anything from different movies that he's been intrigued
by.
That's
very cool.
So that's a pretty cool announcement, I thought.
Tell us about, all right, you have a film you worked on called A Real Wisconsin Goodbye. The Milwaukee Shorts Film Festival starts September 6th. That's right around the corner.
Yep.
And or that's when your film is screening. What's that film about?
Okay. Well, it was that was the working title. It's Wisconsin Goodbye. And if you've ever tried to leave a party, everybody's just so polite, and it's like, oh, hey, let me get you another beer. No, I gotta get going. Did you try the Kringle yet? Have you tried that?
Oh, I meant to ask you.
Did you talk about, you know, so all these things,
it's ridiculous,
and all these reasons for keeping people still there at the party. And that's what this ultimately is. The title of the film is called Daniel Needs to Leave, and it stars Daniel Wheeler, who's
been on the show.
And he is brilliant in it, because all he wants to do is get out of here politely from A to B. And it goes from, you know, your typical polite response into a little bit of horror and then back out of it. So it's a quick short film, and I shot it all on my cell phone here.
Nice.
And that was part of the experiment as well. I wanted to see what we could do shooting it on a cell phone, utilizing that as the audio. That was tricky, because I had to really fix some of that. But the end results were pretty cool. And it told the story that I wanted, and the camera floats through the whole party. So it's just kind of moving through there, and it was pretty awesome.
That's fantastic. So, all right. So if you want to check out this film, it sounds great. That sounds tedious to shoot, though, working through a party for continuity's sake. Was it difficult?
It was, but you know what? Think about it. It's a almost 10-minute film, and I got it shot in 4 hours.
Oh, wow.
That is insanity. Mm-hmm. You can't ever, especially choreographing almost 20 people.
Wow.
You know, trying to get everybody in the right spot. And we did about two or three takes on each run through. And it's organic, and it worked out really well.
Is there nudity?
No, although Dan Davies talks about it. In the
That's
film.
Not the same thing.
No, I know, but he's always
talking. As a director,
about that.
Craig, you could just be naked. Everybody else on camera is
I was
is
in
closed.
The shower.
Okay.
I was in the shower in the scene, but it's
to see
fully,
this the first
fully
short film ever rated
NC-17.
And Pete,
I called you.
You did?
I didn't call you, but I sent you a text. It's like, come on down, be in this movie. And you're like, you're going to have to pay for my air flight.
I was half kidding. Good luck with that. I hope you break a leg.
I hope
the screening
goes
well.
I'd love to get your kid involved, too.
Yeah.
You know, sometime, especially if he's just getting started and getting some things done.
Yeah, no, he's got some short films, and he loves it. He's consumed by it. So he writes every day, and he's, like, taking acting classes, and it's like a father's nightmare, but I'm also supportive. So that's – hey, before you get out of here, I want to get your take on Fantastic Four, because I know Conrad was lukewarm on it, right, Con?
No, I enjoyed it.
Oh, you did?
Okay. Yeah.
I must be thinking of the Conrad spelled with a C.
Yeah.
I
can't remember.
I enjoyed it. I really did. I was hoping for more, honestly, because that's, you know, Marvel's trying so hard to get themselves out of a hole a little bit. And they need to. They need to make these movies really strong. Conrad, every single time the thing came on the screen with a beard, I said audibly, stupid, stupid.
Oh, you
I
said
was
that.
So
yeah.
frustrated with that. There was one time in the thing's history where he had a beard, and it was a fake beard. And then there was another time, there were two other times that he's had a beard, and one is after 1,000 years of living, and once a year he was able to turn back into human. So after 1,000 years of him turning into human one day, he had a beard. Otherwise, it didn't happen. So some goon from Hollywood who thought it would be funny to or cool. God, he looks so hip and cool. Let's give him a beard.
Well, you got to take it easy.
Yeah, but you know. Every time Galactus was on the screen, or Galacticus, as my friends like to say, it was jaw-dropping awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
That character was impressive.
That's an endorsement. All right. Thank you, buddy. Always fun to have you in the studio.
I love coming on the show.
Whether
Pete.
You're on the show by Morse code, whatever. It's just great to have you here, and continued success. And let's keep talking about all your movie stuff.
Yes. I got some other surprises coming your way, too,
I bet
Pete.
You do. You always do. You're a busy guy. All right. That's Craig Kinnett. We're coming right back with DeAndre Marie, and we're going to read some of your texts. That's up next on Nightlight on this Wednesday night. I'm Pete Schwabe, and you've got the Civic Media Radio Network.
Just another night, another vision of love. You feel joy, you feel pain.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
540 WAUK presents This Week in Waukesha, a weekly podcast available anytime you want it.
Hey, it's Downtown Danny Brown, and this week in Waukesha, we are acting locally, thinking globally, talking about the floods in Texas. Who's to blame, and what can we learn about it here in Wisconsin? We're also going to honor the baseball's rising stars, especially at the local level, and then, of course, the politics of softball. Join us. It's going to be a great show.
This Week in Waukesha, a podcast always available online at WAUKradio.com.
Let's go Brewers!
You can go to the Brewers.
Wait, Todd, what?
It's Free Ticket Friday, Terry. A chance to win a four-pack of Brewers tickets several times every Friday. Great seats, by the way.
Okay, so download the free Civic Media app, find your local station, and listen for the keyword. Then text it through the app for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Free Ticket Friday!
On your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
One of the most basic things that a free people could want. Not going bankrupt because of healthcare. If it sounds like I'm banging my head against the microphone, yeah. It's that we are having this discussion about having to hold benefits for people because they didn't have proper health insurance coverage, because they're threatened with bankruptcy, which again happens in no other developed country in the world.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Welcome back. Craig is like a freight train, isn't he? He just like, the guy's got so much stuff to say. He's a great guest. He just keeps going. He's at Comic-Con. He's making a movie. He's doing this. In just a few minutes, folks, my second guest of the night will be here in the studio, Deandra Marie. If you're watching on the stream, you can see Deandra and her boyfriend, Craig, setting stuff up. Hopefully, Craig is okay being on camera. I don't know if that's... Is that okay, Craig?
No.
No, he's like cowering. Sorry. All right. So our question of the night, folks, is what do you waste money on? And we've gotten some really good responses. Conrad said protein bars. I said food delivery, like DoorDash, Uber Eats, that kind of thing. But let's get to some texts. Daniel Wheeler says iced coffees.
Yeah.
If I prepared better, I could steep it in the refrigerator the night before. Most of the stuff we spend money on is like that kind of stuff. We could just do it ourselves. Our pal Dan Davies says copious amounts of beer and Little Debbie snacks. It's disgusting.
Yeah, Little Debbie's is...
That's like their hostess wannabes. He says, I wish someone could come up with a Little Debbie flavored beer. They could call it Little Debrow. Sorry, my life sucks. Well, do you have to bring us down with you, Dan? I'm kidding. Half kidding. Yeah, the beer I can see, but the Little Debbie, I don't know about that. Sheila Rosenberg says, bags of baby carrots. That's what she wastes money on? She says, every week I tell myself I'm going to eat them. Every week I toss a bag of moldy, slimy carrots into the trash. It's a vicious cycle. At least you're throwing out healthy food, Sheila, and not wasting. You're not throwing out unhealthy food. Barry McClure on social media says, everything. LOL. It's crazy how much it costs to live nowadays. That's true. And it's funny because there's some comic that does a joke about every time you leave your house, it's $100. I went, filled the car with gas, got some groceries, dropped my daughter, $100. Went to the coffee shop, did this, $100. Monica Hale says, chocolate, lots of chocolate. She says, cookie dough protein bars do not taste like cookie dough, just like raspberry cheesecake yogurt does not taste like cheesecake. Well said, Monica. This is one I totally agree with, and I'm upset Ezekiel beat me to it. He says, health insurance, way too expensive. And it drives me crazy when people say, well, we have the best health. You know, you go to a foreign country and you sit in a waiting room for 4 hours. I do that here, and I have insurance. Health insurance is ridiculous. Great one. That's the text of the night, Ezekiel. All right. I think we got all the social media texts. Let's turn our attention to the text line. Ladies and gentlemen, you can text us at 855-752-4842. I want to point out, too, that Julie is listening on the stream or watching on the stream. She's waiting for Deandra Marie to come on the show, and she'll be here in just a few moments, Julie. And Julie said, just waiting for the singer, which could be construed as rude, but she did not mean it like that. She said, that's my mom. So she said, waiting for the singer came from my mom and dad. Nothing against Craig. But she is eagerly awaiting Deandra Marie, as we all are. She will be here in just a few minutes. And she has fans listening, as she often does. Paula Krieger, Conrad's mom, says, all the different streaming services just to watch a few series that we enjoy. I wish it would all be on one service.
For $400 a month. For one.
400 only? Oh. thank you. Thank you, Paula. Nick from the 608 says, I go to my favorite record stores and occasionally online to buy vinyl records and CDs like there's no tomorrow. Got so much music, I will have to open up my own shop. Well, there you go. It's like, that's how eBay started, right?
I think so.
A woman told her husband to clean out the garage and he became rich. So this is that three-pack shield. How much are those, Conrad, those screen?
It doesn't say.
Okay.
On the picture, but.
Sorry, Sydney. Thank you for sharing that, though. That is into. You didn't have to support your argument. I believed that he was spending too much. Mark from the SAC. That's Prairie to SAC. For those of you scoring at home in the 608, he says, wasn't there a song, Julie, Julie, Do You Love Me? Does that sound familiar?
No.
We'll ask Deandra when she gets here. She's the music person. And more screen protector stuff from Sydney. Good stuff. Are we repeating here? Here we go. Annie from Watertown. She her cell phone, anyway, is in the 920. She says, avocados. They're expensive, but it's like a superfood. That's like the one food you could live off of. So I hear you, Annie. But I love avocados. Carrie from Tosa. She's in the 414. Says, kombucha. I never know if I'm saying
this. Kombucha. Right.
Kombucha. So the CH is not silent.
It is not.
Kombucha tea. I don't drink it, so I don't know how expensive it is, Carrie, but I take your word for it. Thank you. Robert from La Crosse says, I used to indulge in Cinnabon, but the business supported Project 2025. Oh, Project 2025. Ended that waste of money. Well, sometimes they make it easy for you. Right, Robert? Thank you for the text. Con, I feel like I missed. Did we get John from Madison? We didn't read his text yet.
I don't think so.
What is that picture he sent?
Oh, well,
is that who he calls his old lady?
Yeah.
I cannot condone that kind of talk. But she seems fine with it, right? So who am I? John from Madison. We love John. He's in the 608. He says, Peter, my old lady attached. He sent us a picture of his wife.
Yep.
What are we supposed to do with that?
He's just being nice.
Your wife is a beautiful woman, John. Is this like some kind of pervy thing where I'm supposed to send John a picture of my wife now and we go back and forth?
No, I don't think so.
John's got a sense of humor. He says, she's what makes me happy all the time. My beautiful bride is 11 years younger than me, hence my teasing. I suppose I am a cradle robber at best, but we all know the marriagey types of things are a little lax in Tennessee, our home, sweet home, Knoxville. I thought they were Madison people. Maybe they're transplants from Knoxville. Just kidding. We are. Oh, God. He says, just kidding. We are Flatlanders. We are now proud Wisconsinites for 25 years. Love your show so very much. Makes my day. John, you make my day, buddy. Keep those texts coming. And he already is. He says, so I waste all my money on her and beer. Well, it's nice to meet your old lady, John. If you can call her that, I think we can call her that. Keep those texts coming, folks. Hey, this is exciting. Deandra Marie is here in the studio, folks, and she's going to perform her new song. And we're going to tell you about her gig that you can check her out at in just a couple days here in Northeast Wisconsin. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
CBS News Brief. An Army sergeant is accused of shooting five fellow soldiers before being tackled and arrested at Fort Stewart in Georgia. CBS's Skylar Henry with more on Sergeant Cornelius Radford.
Officials say that Radford opened fire with his personal weapon, not his military service one. So they are still working to figure out exactly what prompted all of this. We know that he has been interviewed, has been questioned.
Shortly after a meeting in Moscow between his special envoy Steve Witkoff and Russian President Putin, President Trump says he could soon meet with the presidents of Russia and Ukraine. CBS's Erica Brown.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he spoke with President Trump about the Witkoff meeting and reaffirmed his country's support for a lasting and reliable peace with Russia.
Trump calls Apple's latest investment a significant step toward ensuring that iPhones sold in the U.S. are made here.
Today, Apple is announcing that it will invest $600 billion, that's with a B, in the United States over the next 4 years.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Another Brewers victory. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers wrapping up their series with the Braves in Atlanta. Milwaukee winning again last night, 7-2. Manager Pat Murphy says now the games get tougher.
You know, this is a game that easily, you know, when the other team leaves 14 on base and only scores two runs, they certainly didn't get the big hit. So we were fortunate. We got to look at that as, oof, you know, we're fortunate to take advantage of some walks, but that's who we are.
NFL, the Packers signed Nate Hobbs to a four-year contract worth over $48 million, but he's not going to be in any preseason games. The defensive back says he needed surgery on his right knee after colliding with a teammate in practice last week.
I think it was Thursday's practice. It was a play. It was a collision. It was like slight little minor bump. I felt like I always, you know, something I always get. Somebody ran into me. But it turned out to be something deeper than that, so.
That's Packers defensive back Nate Hobbs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Actor Jonathan Joss was fatally shot outside his home after a fight with a neighbor in early June. Joss had played John Redcorn on King of the Hill since 1996 after the original voice actor who played Redcorn passed away. Redcorn was honored during the season 14 finale of the show Monday night. Zigfredo Alvarez was charged with first-degree murder after the shooting but was later released on a $200,000 bond. San Antonio police initially said the murder of Joss, who was gay, had nothing to do with his sexuality, but have since walked that back, saying that they spoke too soon and the investigation is ongoing. San Antonio Police Chief William McManus recently expressed sympathy to the San Antonio LGBTQ plus community over the loss of Joss and says the department is committed to pursuing every lead in the tragic case. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight with lows in the upper 60s. A mostly sunny day for tomorrow, warmer and more humid, highs in the mid-80s. A chance of showers and storms Thursday night, then heating up into the upper 80s on Friday. It's 82 right now.
Matt and Air on Air.
I have a baby bird stuck in a birdhouse.
Its head is stuck.
Terry on the text line says, if you can detach the birdhouse and bring it to Ace Hardware, they can help get the bird out?
Really? Richard from Waukesha, you get the last word on this.
I like the idea of the Ace Hardware.
Yeah.
But some advice is don't let them talk you into a remodeled bathroom.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, yes.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Laura McCoy, she is a member of the Green Bay School Board.
In the 1990s, revenue caps were put into place, and Green Bay was a conservative, low-spending district. Mm-hmm. We've been struggling with that basically ever since. The people in our community have stepped up again and again to pass referendums. That's wonderful, but we need that per-pupil increase. We need the cash to keep the lights on, basically, and to pay our staff what they deserve.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Well, I'm off enjoying the sights and sounds of some of my favorite places in Wisconsin. Guest hosts are stepping in with sharp insights into Wisconsin politics and beyond. Don't miss these great conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Welcome back. Okay, on the stream, Julie did clarify there is a song called called Julie, Do You Love Me? So we've, pardon me, we've answered that question. Thank you, Julie, for sharing that. And you should know songs that are written for you. Lots of good songs with girls' names in it. Thank you, Julie, and thank you for listening. And you're about to be in luck because your pal, the very talented Deandra Marie, is here with us now in studio. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Local singer-songwriter Deandra Marie. She's been on the show before. If you're a regular listener, you've probably heard her. She does great work, and she is based out of Northeast Wisconsin. And we wanted to have you back on when you got closer to a gig you have coming up. So tell people where they can see you in a couple days.
Yeah, so you can find me at the Cup of Joy this Saturday night at 7:30, and that's on Main Street, 525.
Right down the road.
Yep.
Okay, you've been there before, right?
Yep, this will be my second time. Yeah, it's a great venue. Family friendly. It's a great setup. A lot of different varieties of music and bands that come in there. So
that's great.
Excited to be back.
How long of a set are you going to play?
It's about 45 minutes.
Oh, nice.
So I'm doing a shared night with another local group called Untapped Potential, and they're based out of the Appleton area also.
Who is there, like a headliner? Do you guys just split time, or how does that work?
We just kind of split time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right. You're going to play something for us, but before we do that, how are you? What is new? Catch us up in the world of Deandra Marie, because all I have is a website.
Yeah.
And now here you are in the flesh. Is the website up and current?
Yeah, I would say the website's pretty current. Okay. Things kind of slowed down for a bit, you know, because I work full time, and so this is kind of like a part-time thing for me, but I obviously enjoy it. But yeah, just been busy. I did a couple events this summer since I've seen you, like a couple national anthems. I actually sang out at the Timber Rattlers Stadium.
Really? Nice. Yeah. How did that go?
Really, really well. It was fun.
Is that an intimidating song to sing because, you know, everybody knows it so well, and there have been like legendary mess-ups of it on national TV.
Yeah.
Is it intimidating singing the national anthem?
I think it can be.
Yeah.
I think like anything, it's kind of a mindset.
Okay.
Personally, I think sharing my own music is a little scarier because it's more vulnerable and personal.
Sure.
So a lot of times in my mind, I'm like, people aren't here to see me. They're here to see like the football game or the baseball game, right? So I don't know. Maybe I have a different mindset. I haven't messed it up yet, so let's knock on wood.
Well, if you want, if we have time, you can sing the national anthem. Gosh. No one's ever closed the show that way before. Just
Third
think about
time's
it.
A charm. I mean, I'm making a statement here tonight.
So you did that. That's a cool thing. What is your day job? What do you do during the day?
I'm in sales. I do a truck leasing in Appleton.
Oh.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten a song out of your day job or?
Not yet.
Nothing inspiring?
No.
Okay. What kind of trucks?
Big semi trucks.
The semi trucks.
Like day cabs and straight trucks and reefer trucks. Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Well, very cool. I have so many questions for you. Okay.
Fire away, Pete.
Yeah. So, all right. So Cup of Joy, August 9th, 7:30, family friendly.
Yes.
All right. On your website, this is interesting. It says, I think your song is called Imperfect Me.
Yes.
You've played that here, right?
I'm not sure if I played that one or not.
Okay. What does this mean? You say it crushes gospel stereotypes. What do you mean by that?
Yeah. So maybe we touched on this one of the shows. I can't remember, but it sounds familiar. But anyways, Imperfect Me is inspired by the scripture that says we don't have to be good enough to come to Christ.
Okay.
You know, his sacrifice on the cross makes us good enough. Okay. So that inspired the song of coming to him imperfect.
Okay.
Right. So we can't earn anything. So that's kind of what the song is about. Like not having to be good enough to earn salvation or grace. Like it's a free gift that's given. So that inspired that song.
I mean, I'm not trying to brag, but what if you are perfect when you go?
I'm not sure. I don't have the answer to that one.
All right. So those of you listening have probably figured out that Deandra is a Christian artist or spiritual. How do you define yourself?
Christian singer-songwriter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Given that,
mm-hmm.
because we've talked about this in the past too, some artists have like spiritual undertones or overtones in their music, but probably wouldn't identify that way.
Sure.
Do you feel limited when you say I'm a Christian artist, do you feel like, are there things you don't want to sing about, or maybe would, but don't, because you consider yourself a Christian artist?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think I hold myself to a certain standard.
Okay.
But I wouldn't say, like, I mean, I feel like my music, a lot of it is written about real life things, as we've kind of touched on. So it can kind of, you know, it's relatable in a sense, but there, it could maybe go both ways.
Yeah.
So, but I try to have, I consider it maybe like a heartbreak and hope kind of feel, like a positive hope message.
You've, when you've performed on this show in the past, some of your songs are very personal. And it's interesting that you say you're more intimidated singing those. Do you ever, when you perform, are you ever like, I don't want to go there tonight? I don't feel like opening up to people, but you have to. How does that work?
Yeah, I mean, that's such a great question. And I do feel like that, Pete. Like, it's scary. Like, it's very vulnerable, because you're exposing, like, you're opening yourself up to rejection, right? You're exposing, like, okay, these are parts of my heart. They're parts of my story. And to me, that's scarier than singing the national anthem, because it's just the national anthem, even though it's not just the national anthem, but it is.
Right. Did you have a question, Con?
Oh, no.
He, like, looked at me and brought the mic to his mouth. I thought you were going to break a story or something. Okay. Conrad is also a Christian artist, but he finger paints. Yeah. Hey, people walking by, some of your fans. He's a Christian finger painter, and they don't
seriously,
get enough.
Seriously, Conrad, you're holding out on me again. I haven't seen any of your work yet. I'm so disappointed.
I don't show it to the public.
He's very
understood
temperamental.
Because it's vulnerable, right?
He's very,
it's scary.
Temperamental. All right, Deandra Marie is my guest. She is a Northeast Wisconsin-based, Appleton-based, more accurately, singer-songwriter, and she is performing at Cup of Joy on August 9th at 7:30, right down the road here on Main Street, if you live in Green Bay. So what are you going to play for us tonight? Have you decided that you were kind of back and forth?
I don't know. Should I play Imperfect Me? It's kind of skinny on the piano.
You just got to sing something or I'm going to start singing, and nobody wants that.
Well, maybe I should just turn it over to you and you can start singing.
Here's the thing about that. I've been promoting you all day, so I'm going to leave this up to you, and you sing whatever you would like to.
And if that were the case, then I'd have to invite you to come to my show on Saturday to sing.
That's true. And again, nobody wants that. So, yeah, whatever you want.
All right. This is
Here.
A little bit troublesome for me.
Okay.
I'm going to play a song I wrote called Scary Close.
All right. Here's Deandra Marie in studio singing Scary Close.
Thank you.
going to play that on the 9th?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. With a band.
What? Oh, really?
Yeah, I'll have some people there with me. Yeah.
Oh, no kidding. Okay. So what inspired, what's your most popular song, would you say? And where can people find your music, Deandra?
I don't know what my most popular song is because I'm still kind of starting out.
Okay.
I get a lot of feedback from Moving Forward from that song
right. And
from Scary Close. But yeah, all my music is streamable on Spotify, iTunes,
okay.
YouTube,
okay.
Amazon Music, things like that.
And you brought swag in with you last time.
Yeah.
And I've worked out a couple times in that t-shirt. I'm giving it a good run for its money.
All right.
So you wouldn't know it to look at me, but I do work out sometimes.
I thought you'd be rocking that swag today. I'm disappointed. Very disappointed.
You need shirts with a collar because I dress up a little bit when I go on the air.
So. I'll remember that.
All right. Who are your influences? Like when you were growing up, you've been musical your whole life, if yeah. I remember correctly. When did you decide that like the Christian rock sound was going to be your thing? How old were you, and who do you have influences in that genre, or are your influences from when you were younger?
That's a great question. I have a lot of influences. I feel like my music variety is fairly diverse, although, I mean, I have my favorites.
Yeah.
I grew up, you know, listening to Whitney Houston and CeCe Winans and sure. all the big gospel-y singers. I'm a big fan of Mandisa, who's no longer here. She's a big influence for me. She's a Christian artist.
Okay.
But yeah, I listen to a lot of Christian music, but I also love rock and R&B, like Jill Scott and, you know, people like that. So Tori Kelly.
Right. So. We just got a text, too, that said, well, we'll read these when we come back. We're going to do a very short break and we'll come back. We'll have a few more minutes with our in-studio guest here, Deandra Marie, local Appleton-based singer-songwriter who just performed Imperfect Me. Very nicely done. We will tell you more about where you can see her in the next couple days, and we'll finish up some text, too. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. With Governor Tony Evers choosing not to run for a third term, that means we're going to have the first open race for governor in 16 years. We already know who some of the candidates will be. On the Democratic side, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez launched her campaign, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley said he's running. On the Republican side, Washington County Executive Josh Showman and Southeastern Wisconsin Business Executive Bill Berrien are running. Many more are expected to join the race. And it's not just governor that will have an open race. We could see open races for Attorney General, Lieutenant Governor, Secretary of State, and State Treasurer, too. Couple that with what's happening in the state legislature, no longer under gerrymandered maps, the year 2026 is going to bring a rather unique moment for voters in Wisconsin to determine the path forward on a fresh new era for the state. I know some can be wary of change, but let's embrace this as the real opportunity that it is.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day.
Learn how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabba. We have a great show tomorrow night, folks. Wheezy Waiter himself, the Wheezy Waiter, he is a YouTube influencer with like over a million followers. I can't even comprehend that. He's also known as Craig Benzine, and he is a director and has a movie called No Packers, No Life. Craig will be here tomorrow night at 6:35 p.m., and he's going to do the popcorn pick of the week, so that'll be fun. Craig is a great guy. I interviewed him on my PBS show, and he's just he's a spectacular guest, so I'm excited to talk to Craig tomorrow. And then we've got a new sport, Conrad.
Yeah, and you
tell the people what the sport is. I think this is pretty cool.
It's called Cub,
mm-hmm.
And it's more like a I feel like kind of like a outdoor
a lawn game.
So you said you played it, didn't you?
I did. I played it at my nephew's wedding or my niece's wedding, and we'll have Savannah Schindler here from Beloit, who is going to talk about this cool yard game. That's tomorrow night at 7:35. So Craig and Savannah will be here tomorrow night. We have a few more minutes with our guest, Deandra Marie. We did establish that is Deandra's mother, who was on the stream. She said, "We like you, Pete, but we love Deandra Marie, mom and dad." Okay. I'll take a like from somebody else's parents. They've been here. I feel like we're kind of friends, though. They've been here a couple times,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. You've met more than once. Now you're friends.
So. All right. So I guess it's nice to hear from you, Julie. But you know what? You don't have to wait till Deandra Marie's on the show to text us. So I'm just saying, putting it out there. Here, Annie from Watertown says, we've got Tom from New Berlin. He says, all my remodeling jobs, I do always buy more material than I will ever use. That's still a job, though, Tom. I don't know if that's wasting money. Hopefully you can sell it back. He says, tools, screws, plumbing things, etc. Conrad, now you know a good plumber. Tom will come over and fix everything right up. I'm only half kidding. Annie from Watertown chimes in again and says, oh, my God, before... became sophisticated ninth graders, Carol King, Carly Simon, James Taylor, etc. Julie Bloor was Gaga with Bobby Sherman's Julie, 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 Do You Love Me? He was bigger than David Cassidy. So there you go. You could write a song about your mom. Steady Eddie in the 608 says, Pete.
Steady Eddie, still around.
You remember Steady Eddie?
Absolutely.
He's one of our faves. He always brings it. He says, Pete, I heard you busting Sylvester Stallone's chops for his still being jacked at 75. Yeah, that's a little weird. He says, what about you, Pete Schwabba? I occasionally watch you on YouTube. Tell me you're not juicing. How do you explain those bowling shirts with the sleeves strained to the seams? There's a lot of extra space here. He says, bulging biceps do not lie. You might want to cut down on your gym time. Just saying. Steady Eddie, here's what I do. I do go to the gym, but I end up kind of just like walking around, talking to people.
Or you just... wear my t-shirt.
I wear Deandra's t-shirts, you know. Try to get her name out there. He says, P.S., Julie, Do You Love Me? Bobby Sherman, 1970. He was an actor and a one-hit wonder. Steady Eddie. Thank you, buddy.
Steady Eddie.
And John Murray, again from Madison, says, angelic voice and soulful, so beautiful about our guest, Deandra. Thank you, John. Do you have a nice message you want to say to John?
Thank you for your kind words. That's really thoughtful that you guys are watching.
He shared pictures of his old lady. He calls her his old lady, so I can say that. I'm not being disrespectful. And she seems to get a kick out of it, so it's fun. John says, Pete's best guest list just got a singer, special lady. Very nice. Thank you, John, on behalf of DeAndra and myself. We have about a couple minutes left, so what's the next step for you? You said you're just starting out.
Yeah, I mean, next steps are just looking for more opportunities, and they come with exposure, right? And people often invite me to different events if it's like a wedding, or I just got invited to do a some music at a big event for like suicide awareness this fall, which will be really special. You know, that's a heavy topic, and I'm happy to get involved with something like that. So
I have been to some shows where the artist has made me want to commit suicide and kill myself. So I think if you could, I don't mean to make light. Is that looking for a button to push?
Wow.
No, that is how do you approach a gig like that? Because it's such a touchy topic. Yeah.
I mean, it is touchy, right? But like, for me, it's an honor because like those are things that are close and near and dear to my heart.
Yeah,
and since
right.
I write about personal things, you know, I think they're looking for, I think they need a national anthem singer. They want a couple like church songs or hymns, so I can do that. And then I haven't got like the full menu yet or script or what they're looking for, but
keep
I can
it
be
safe
flexible.
For the most part,
keep
right?
It safe.
I mean, seriously, that is, I don't envy you. That sounds like it would be a tough gig. All right.
Deandra, can't be any tougher than being on the show here, so.
Listen, you crushed it. What do you want? You want a studio audience next time?
Yeah,
Craig will bring his friends.
And come
do. And bring your folks. I'm a little offended your folks didn't come this time. I don't know what I said last time. They kept Julie and...
Well, ask her. She's on the...
Yeah. Julie, fess up. What's going on?
Fess up.
All right. It's time for that question that I ask most of my guests. What are you binge watching? You watching anything on TV you can share with us?
I am. I'm watching Castle.
Oh, God, that's supposed to be a great show.
I like it. I do.
Okay. A lot of people say that when I ask them that. That's Conrad, have you seen Castle?
I've seen, like, clips of it.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a full episode, I don't think. I've seen clips on, like, TikTok and stuff.
Do you actually binge it? Like, do you watch 3-4 episodes in a row? Or is it something?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
That's good. That's okay.
I'm trying to remember what I was watching before that.
You're officially a couch potato.
Yeah, I have my moments. I definitely
didn't
have
even
my
catch
moments.
That, Conrad.
Oh, I did.
You're a DeAndra potato.
A DeAndra potato?
Sure, that's a thing.
I can roll with that.
John Murray says, Ave Maria. Do you sing Ave Maria?
That's like I haven't sang that
beautiful
in a long
songs
time.
Ever.
Probably since my classical training days in school. So don't that's, hold your breath.
But you're classically trained.
A little bit.
That's incredible.
Bit.
Okay.
A little bit, yes.
All right. John says, Pete, please sing Ave Maria. Yeah.
Do it, Pete.
Maybe I will at
Do
some point.
Do it.
Not tonight, though. Let's let things build a little bit.
Do
and
it.
One of these nights, I just might spring it on people. You'll just have to listen, folks. You can't just tune in when DeAndra Marie's here. Julie says, sorry, next time, do you serve wine?
I figured it was coming.
Conrad makes it in his basement. I'll bring some of that, and we'll have wine ready
Conrad,
for you next time, Julie.
Hook us up.
I would like to thank my guest, DeAndra Marie. Great job. Craig Kinnett, thank you for all your texts and calls. Always so much fun here at Nightlight, folks. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabba saying goodnight, Wisconsin.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by ZipRecruiter.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Trump and Apple CEO Tim Cook announced a plan for the big tech company to invest an additional $100 billion in the U.S., taking its total investment to $600 billion. CBS's Linda Kenyon has more.
The president says this is a massive investment.
This is the largest investment Apple has ever made.
Trump said it's all part of bringing American manufacturing back home.
We're doing everything possible to make this the best place on earth to build a factory or grow businesses.
And that includes slapping 100% tariffs on chips and semiconductors not made in America.
If you're building in the United States or have committed to build, without question committed to build in the United States, there will be no charge.
further driving chipmakers back to the U.S. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Wall Street ended higher, with the NASDAQ up more than 1%, led by Apple. President Trump